resources to help all of our neighbors. You, yes, all of you, together we have the resources to help one or two or 10 or 20 or however many neighbors we can help right here at Good Shepherd. But Pastor, I don't have any money. I can't get around. I can't see. I can't hear. I can't walk. I can't help, can I? Well, yes, you can. Here's what you can do to be a good neighbor. God has blessed you with His Holy Spirit and with the heavenly gifts that He gives. By virtue of your holy baptism and because Jesus comes right here in this place and pours out His blessings through His word and sacraments, because of all of that, you have the love of God in your heart. Be a good neighbor and share that love with your neighbor. Seek to do good to them and always work for what is good for them. You have the joy of the Lord. Be a good neighbor and share God's joy. Tell your neighbor the good things God has done for you and pray for His joy to fill their hearts like God has filled yours. You have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Be a good neighbor. And be that peaceful person in your neighbor's life that isn't peaceful at all. You have patience from God to guide you through this life. Be a good neighbor. And be the patient friend who listens, who cares, who's not so interested in fixing someone's problems as you are in letting your neighbor know you realize they have problems too. God has blessed you with His kindness. Be a good neighbor and be kind. Be that person who's known around here as the one who always has a kind word to say, even to the people who aren't always so kind to you. God is good, and He gives His goodness to you. Be a good neighbor and invite your friends here to worship with you so that they might receive God's good gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation just like you do. The Holy Spirit has blessed you with gentleness. Be a good neighbor and be gentle. Be slow to judge, be quick to listen, and be loyal to your neighbor in the midst of all their struggles. You have faith. So be a good neighbor and confess your faith with your mouth and with your life. Live your life faithfully, day in and day out, and be a living witness to your neighbors of the faithfulness of God in Christ Jesus. And finally, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have the gift of self-control. Be a good neighbor and use it. Be a light to those who struggle in the darkness of sin. Be a light by struggling against your own sin and for praying to God to give you a self-control that leads you out of the way of sin and into the way of the holiness of God. When you do those things, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor or young or old or healthy or sick or American or foreign or anything else. God has given you the gifts you need to be a good neighbor. God has blessed you with divine resources, the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you can use to bless your neighbors. So be a good neighbor. These people here, they're your neighbors. Everybody here at Good Shepherd, they're your neighbors. The people of Sauk Rapids and further around who you know and see and
and greet, they are your neighbors. Anyone who is close enough for you to see, to hear, and to touch, if they're close enough for you to help, they are your neighbor. Use the gifts God gives you to love them. You will be a good neighbor, and you will live. Thus says the Lord. Ultimately, the gospel today points us to the one who is good neighbor to us all, the good neighbor, Jesus Christ himself. Jesus is the one who will never pass you by. Jesus is the one who shares every resource he has to give you heavenly, divine, holy gifts. Jesus is the one who will never fail to help you. Jesus helps you. Jesus heals you. Jesus comforts you. Jesus saves you from sin, death, the devil, and hell. Jesus is your good neighbor. And just like being a good neighbor will sometimes lead to suffering for us, being a good neighbor led to suffering for Jesus, the suffering of the cross. But by his suffering, Jesus shows us not only the cost of being a good neighbor, he also shows us the great blessing being a good neighbor brings. After the cross, after his death, after his burial, Jesus rose up from the dead to open up the way to heaven for you and me and all the saints. And at the end of the age, because he is your good neighbor, Jesus will welcome you into heaven with him to share all his blessings in eternity forever and ever. So you be a good neighbor. Be a good neighbor because Christ is a good neighbor to you. And when you are a good neighbor, you give your neighbor a preview of heaven and of the goodness of Christ we will all experience in the life of the world to come. Love your neighbor as you love yourself, because Jesus, your good neighbor, loves you. Praise God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of response is "Create in Me."